4 HKX mobile.
DJW mobile.
For HKX. Patrick on this end.
How's it going?
Been good. On my way home now. How about you?
Bird hunting. I'm going to go bird hunting at KFC.
Deep catch, right?
Probability. Not 100% guaranteed, but the probability is probably 5/9.
Bet you on that. But hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you today. I had a question about something.
Can do. Go ahead.
Last night, I was at the house on the FT-991, and I was listening to the net on the repeater here on 610. Well, I just flipped over to 70 centimeter, and I could hear it on 442.200 also. Is that normal?
What that means is it's highly probable somebody that is within simplex distance of you is crossband repeating. Usually that's when that happens. Like, if I'm out working in the yard, I can turn on crossband repeat and I can set my handheld down to milliwatts, 2 or 3 milliwatts on my handheld. It'll last all day long with the transmit down as low as a few milliwatts. And it's anything that comes through the repeater gets retransmitted on 70 centimeters. What should be happening is the person that's doing that crossband repeating, you put an ID in on both sides of the radio so that you're compliant with SCC's requirements. Every 10 minutes, every station that's transmitting on a frequency has to identify. So if you listen to that 70 centimeters frequency for long enough, you ought to hear an identifier. And that identifier will tell you who's doing that.
I didn't know you had to do that on the crossband repeat, but I see what you're saying now. Because I do put mine on crossband repeat sometimes also, but not on that frequency. So how do you put the identifier in to do that?
Every radio is different, but each one of them has the ability to plug in. I mean, when you set up crossband repeat, for example, I do it on TS-2000s. And when you do that, one of the things is, one of the menu items is what's your call sign, right? And when you put that call sign in there, it will send that call sign out every 10 minutes. And it'll do it on each side. Now, if you're talking in the normal, when you're using it, if you're talking during that time and you squeeze the mic on 70 centimeters, you're outputting your frequency, 70 centimeter frequency, and you're satisfying the FCC requirements on that frequency for that QTH to be identifying yourself. But if you're not, if all you're doing is listening, and the 70 centimeter side is just rebroadcasting the 2 meter side, and you're not doing any talking, and you're not throwing your call sign out there, then you gotta let the radio do it for you.
I have not seen that come up on the ID5100 where there's an option to put your call sign in on that. Now, I've got my call sign in the radio, but I've never seen it come up on the crossband repeat.
That may be a menu item that you have to toggle on and off, because if somebody, different people use that capability differently. So usually the radio manufacturer knows that, and they'll allow you, if you're talking on it constantly and you're meeting the FCC requirement by throwing your call sign out there verbally, then you're good, right? You're doing what you're required to do. So you don't have to turn that on. But if all you're doing is listening, then you're not good, right? You're not meeting the FCC requirement, so they give you the ability to turn it on. So I'd look through my menu items and see if you can find something in there to turn that on.
Okay, I'll have to look for that, but I don't leave mine on. I just turn it on and off when I want to listen to the net. But now that I got the other radio at the house, I don't use it.
Different. But there's little things like that that you got to think about. When you do uplink and downlink the satellites, you got to think about that too, right? So the little gotchas in there, the technology is great. It's fun, right, to explore. You got to remember the SEC requirements at the same time, because if you don't, they will.
Sure, they'll let you know quite nicely.
They are really, really good about that. They'll tell you about it, you know, before, and they give you the opportunity to fix it. And you can. I remember my dad telling me about the first time he had an encounter with a OO. I don't know what that stood for, but that's what they called them back then. He was outside. So back then, when he was a ham radio operator, when I was a kid, they didn't have these limits, you know, these limits on the radio to where they wouldn't transmit outside of their frequency. That was just something that was never heard of. That was a futuristic functionality of radios that is just common day now. And he was outside of his band a little bit. And so one of them contacted him and said, I'm going to walk you back down. And he did. He walked him back and told him what frequency to go to. He went to it, and they both landed there. And then he told him what the next frequency, and he went to it, and they both landed there. And then he got him back in his band, and he said, okay, now you're good. Keep an eye out on that. And my dad was very happy that he worked with him on it. He could have fined him a ton of money, but he didn't do it. So they're really good people most of the time. 99% of the time, they bend over backwards to help you comply.
I found as long as you're not just blatantly doing something wrong and knowingly doing it, they're usually pretty good to work with you.
Kind of like the FAA is doing with multirotors airplanes. They're looking people up on YouTube that are, you know, breaking the law and looking for the date and the timestamp, contacting them, you know, one-on-one telephone conversation and explaining to them what they did wrong and helping them to understand why they need to do it right, which is the right thing to do, right? I mean, I know it takes a lot of money and a lot of time to teach a lot of people that, and those people are then going back and putting YouTube videos up saying, I had an encounter with the FAA and here's what happened. And it was a good encounter. That's good, because then hundreds of thousands of other people learn from that, so it gets out.
Rage Kicks, I'm sure there's quite a few listening to our conversation right now.
That's one of the good. That's one of the good things about the wide coverage on the repeater is that it reaches a lot of people. So you say it once, and everybody gets the benefit from it.
I hadn't even thought about the crossband repeat when you mentioned until you mentioned that. Like I said, though, I'm new, so it just hadn't dawned on me.
Well, that means you either got a really good location for 70 centimeters, or somebody's really close to you. You got another ham radio operator that's really close to you that's got his or her crossband repeat set up and running.
Hear any of them, so I wouldn't know.
Really good location, too, and you're just hearing it from a long way away. It could be somebody that's doing that is at a really high elevation. And so they're going a lot further than they realize they're going, right? If somebody's up on Caesar's Head or some other mountain and they're doing that, then a lot of us could hear that. But, you know, it's line of sight. As long as you're within line. And if I disappear, it's because I'm in my bird stand. And the dog's pointing. And I'm aligning the scope.
Trigger, are you?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I just got a craving for KFC. I don't know what the deal was. But I asked my wife if she wanted KFC tonight. She said no. And then later she came back and said, yeah. So... Here I sit, third in line for the window.
I'm not listening because you need a license.
Call the station.
I'm not listening because you need a license to listen.
Listen, but you need a license to crossband repeat if you're transmitting.
That's so, Charles.
That's what? I can't understand. Say that again.
Operators, that's Charles.
On one end and Dave on the other. W4DJW here.
Oh, sorry about that. K2SST. I thought the voice sounded like Charles from Hendersonville. I thought it was someone else.
No problem. I do the same thing all the time, too. So are you up in North Carolina or you're in South Carolina?
South Carolina. On that being outside the band years ago, back in... I guess back in the 50s, it was 5 KCs out of the band. Kept trying to call a Mexican station, finally called him in Spanish, habla inglés. See, you are 5 KCs outside the American band.
Inform 2 Tango Mobile.
Well, he was your friend. Go ahead, then. Patrick, if I disappear, it's because there's my time at the window, W4DJW.
Roger that. Go ahead, calling station.
Yeah, this is Rusty, W2T. Good afternoon. I understand Patrick and David's in there and somebody else. Anyway, got to go over to church for choir rehearsal here in a little bit, but somebody called me and said I need to come pick up something from them before I go. So I'll run my errands and then go back to church. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good place to be on Wednesday night. I wish I could get there.
Rehearsal.
You're just going to choir rehearsal? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Roger. We rehearse on Wednesday nights. We don't have a church service on Wednesday nights over here at our church. But we do have choir rehearsal on Wednesday nights. And I just got out of a Zoom meeting early that I've been in since 4:30, and got another one tomorrow at 4:30, and one Sunday night at 7 o'clock. You know, little things like that over the next couple of weeks, along with everything else I'm doing.
For the weary.
And I'm retired and 74 years old now, and I shouldn't have to work this hard. But I do it all because I volunteer. It's what it is. And Dave must be over at the coffee place.
Flying at KFC right now doing his bird hunting is what he's saying.
Okay. All righty. And I guess you and I are the only two left in here then right now other than Dave, huh?
You can not bet on that, sir. Hello, Rusty. Hello, Patrick. WB6Z.
6Z, I think, is what you said. And, somebody I haven't heard in a while.
It's Tom on this end, Rusty. Good to hear you in there. I listen to Patrick every morning. Well, for the last couple of weeks that I've had a rig back in the car anyway, I listen to him on my way to work and on my way back home again. But I try not to get in there and keep it tied up or anything, but I'll let you guys carry back on. Good to hear you, Rusty. Don't be a stranger. Not any stranger than me anyway. And I'll turn it over to you, Patrick. WV6Z.
Just jump in there. We're glad to have you. I'm just trying to make the trip up and down the mountain a little more enjoyable. It definitely helps having somebody to make conversation with.
You know, stranger? You're no stranger than I am, you know that. And we've known each other too long. And you quit using that four-letter word in there. Keep using that four-letter word, I'm going to throw something at you. Of course, it'll be a long-distance throw considering where I am and where you are. And that's one of those four-letter words that I don't like those anymore, since I don't do that, at least not for pay anyway. Oh, and what an afternoon. It's been a beautiful day out here today.
I think I've just about gotten used to my new commute and stuff like that. Rusty, I went back to it, sir. Went back to it. A company made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I told them I'd give them 5 years, but that's it.
How old are you now?
I'm 62.
You're such a youngster, and Patrick's probably younger than you, and I'm older than both of you by a good bit. I just turned 74 yesterday.
Well, happy belated birthday, sir.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, and I turn 46 next month.
About a youngster. Good grief, Patrick. Don't talk like that. You make me feel old. Of course, I don't feel that age, and hopefully as people keep telling me, I don't look it, so I try to keep myself active. I'm not one of these folks that can just sit around. If I'm watching TV, I'm usually reading a book and maybe eating a meal at the same time. I don't know. And or if I'm on the computer, I'm on the radio, and I may have a book open there where I'm looking and reading some of it, too, while I'm about it. But, you know, all kinds of things like that. So, anyway, go ahead, Tom.
You do a lot better than me then, old-timer. I do good that you gum and walk straight, still. But you know me, so you know how that is. You guys go ahead and pick it up for a couple of minutes. I got to call in a pickup order whilst I'm on the way home. And I'll be back in just a few minutes. WV6Z.
Go ahead, pick it up.
Well, I managed to bag a bird. So I'm taking supper home. Bringing home the, not the bacon, bringing home the bird. Anyway, good to hear you, Rusty. And good to hear Tom in there, too. Pick it up, Patrick.
Listening to the conversation, enjoying it.
Well, I did that bagging the bird at lunch today, Dave. I was in Publix, and they had just put out a fresh pan of good-looking fried chicken, and I got me a nice chicken breast go with some vegetables at home, and that was my lunch today.
For Amy and me, I hear an ambulance. See that? There he went. Okay, so I'm not going to pull out in front of him. He's went past in front of me. So, I just got the craving KFC. Haven't had it in a long time, so ran it by Amy. She decided, yeah, it's good with her on her second thought about it. So we'll be eating bird tonight. It's like Patrick said, it's pretty high probability when you go hunting at KFC, you're going to come back with something.
It's a pretty good guarantee you're going to catch something there.
You got to watch what you bag there, and all. If it's only a KFC, now then they've got these others that are KFC and one of the other brands that they have in the restaurants that own that whole group that's got two of them in the same building. So you go in and you got to be careful. You don't know whether you get KFC or whatever else the other is. And I've found a couple of places like that over time. And that's always interesting. You go in to place an order and you have to think as to whether you want to get off the KFC menu or the other restaurant's menu and everything. Oh, I hate this traffic here this time of the day because I had to come down here back to Publix to meet this person I'm picking up stuff from. And so that puts me in the 290 Reedville Road intersection, and everybody's still coming home. Go ahead, Dave.
Out Long John Silver's and A&W Root Beer. That's a couple that over in Greer that's doing what you were talking about. And that's pretty good. You get Long John's fish and you get A&W's root beer, and that makes for a pretty good meal. So, and you can do that. They'll let you get A&W's root beer and Long John's fish. So that one instance, it works out good instead of bad. I haven't had a bad experience with another company's chicken, because KFC is hard to beat. That magic recipe, or that special recipe that the Colonel developed 100 years ago, still wins against everybody else, hands down. Go ahead, Patrick, W4DJW Mobile.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken was my first job when I turned 16, so it's been a while since I've eaten there.
Talk about something that really makes you know when someone's old. One of the, while I was in the service, I had a part-time job where I was working at Mickey D's, and that was back in the time of the 15-cent hamburgers, 18-cent cheeseburgers, 18-cent fries, and 20-cent drinks and shakes. So that tells you how long, and they didn't have any. You went in, ordered at the window, at the to the front where the window was, got your food, and if you were lucky, it happened to be at one of the one of the McDonald's that had the little bit of outside seating, you know, like some concrete tables around. You could sit out there and eat. Otherwise, you had to go eat in your car or take it back with you. Anyway, I see the guy I got to meet. Let me go talk to him, and I'll be back in a little bit. W2G clear for now. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, Rusty. Well, that is beyond mine. I worked at Mickey D's when I was in high school, too, flipping burgers. But I think they went from, like, 35 cents a burger to 45 cents a burger while I was working there. So significantly more, over double the price there than it was when you started doing that. My experience was back in the early 70s. Before that, it was at Western Family Steakhouse when I was 14 years old. That was my first job as a dishwasher. So that's as far back as I go, is 14 years old, born in 57. Would that make it about 60-something, late 60s, early 70s, W4DJW. Take care, Rusty. Good hearing you. Go ahead, Patrick.
Paul got me beat. I wasn't born until 75, so I don't know what to tell you, sir.
KB4CBA.
Gosh, you're even younger than my wife is, Patrick. And I am a cradle robber. WV6Z back in a group. CBA, go ahead and pick it up.
How's everybody doing tonight? I just finished an hour and a half of tennis, and I think I'm going to take my wife's husband home.
Let me make sure I get it. Me to Patrick, to Tom, to David. I think that's the order that we have established. So Patrick would be after me, and Tom after Patrick, and David after Tom. David did, because I'm getting really close to home, so I'm not going to be but a couple more transmissions. Did Steve get up with you today on building the ST Bloody Wonder? Hey, muffled.
That is a Roger, Roger.
Okay, well, I'll be putting together the kits for it, so get ready. Anyway, this is going to be my last transmission. I'm going to hand it to Patrick, and Patrick, you can hand it to Tom. Tom, good to hear you, because I'm about to go eat my catch. You guys take care. Good hearing you today, W4DJW.
Dave, thanks for the lesson this afternoon on crossband repeat. And have a good bird there.
There, Dave. Have a great one. Go ahead and pick it up. David, WV6N.
Sir, let's see. Well, you're going to eat some dead fish or dead chicken?
W4DJW clear.
So, Tom, what do you do for a living?
I work in injection molding and plastics. I'm a process engineer, but I accepted a job as a shift supervisor. Hopefully it'll at some point in time end up being a little bit less stressful on my old body. I had a bad health turn on the 3rd of January, and it almost cleared my plow, so to speak. So anyway, I listen to them, and they seem like nice folks, and I've been having fun for the last couple of weeks working with them and listening to you guys in the morning. I'll be sure to jump in there. And when it's your turn again, Patrick, would you let me know if you have a lot of trouble with...
Cut off there, Tom. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here, KB4CBA. So I tried entering your phone number in the, because it was asking for a distributor phone number, and it wouldn't take it, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's a new app, so we're still working all the bugs out of it, and I'm still learning how to use it on my end also. But probably what's going on is I don't have you in my computer, and it didn't recognize you. So I may have to put you in as a customer before it recognizes you. I just have to put your name and phone number in.
Yeah, my phone number.
I do not. If you'll just email it to me on that email address I sent you there earlier, I'll get it, put it all in, and then we'll get it set up.
I looked up that, index, nut index, I think you called it, and I never could find it, but it's in there somewhere.
It's a nut cert, and there's a couple of different options on that after we were talking about it. There's a hand riveter style, like the little regular pop rivet, and then there's one like the Big Daddy rivet gun you used to set window rivets with, and then now they've come out with drill, and you use it. That's the one I sell, the most common one anymore, but actually it's on back order right now. I can't get it, so I don't know what to tell you there.
It's called a nut cert. I gotcha. Okay. Well, of course it's on back order. You know, that's, I was talking to a guy, salesman at George Coleman, and I said, man, why can't y'all get some Broncos in? And he said, we're waiting on a part, and some kind of sensor. And he said, not only Ford, but some of the other, brands are waiting on the same type part or from the same company, and they can't get it, so they can't ship the cars out. So it's crazy.
I'm talking to a buddy of mine that still works at the dealership that I was at last, and he said they had 8 new cars on the lot. Normally they maintain right around 100 to 125. Because they couldn't get the computers for them. Same thing is going on with ham radio. You can't get the silicon chips to make the computers, so therefore they can't finish them up. We're too reliant on computers and somebody else building everything else for us.
W2T on the road again.
Patrick's still in here. Did you get what you stopping for?
Oh, yeah, he had it for me. It was all packaged up, and I even had a minute or two to run inside the Publix and pick up something in there that I forgot earlier today. It suddenly dawned on me. So, anyway, and now I'm headed, and it's going to take, because he had it, said he had it all written up, and if I had any questions, to call him tomorrow, so, because he was running late for his next appointment, and, so it's going to make me early at the church. It's a good thing I brought my latest issue of QST with me so I can sit there in the car and read. Or if I feel up to it, I'll take my wrenches and go in the inside the building and take a couple of cartwheels off so I can go figure out what size washers I need to put on these wheels. And, Patrick, where is it you work, my friend?
On a Matco Tool franchise. One of the white trucks you see running around town, selling tools to mechanics and other businesses.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. And I don't have to buy tools anymore. Or what few I need, I'll go over to my local Lowe's and pick up the Craftsman tools that I need because I have a lot of those. So anyway, but. I guess that could be a nice money-making business, or if places are not working, then it's not making lots of money. And, you know, it's strange talking about cars not being on the lots. I went by 3 car dealerships the other day, and two of them had lots and lots of cars, and new cars and used cars both on both of their lots. And the other one, he might have had 20 brand new cars and about 120 used cars there. So it one of those type things, I guess. And I gotta look for me a new to me car later this year. Gonna be looking for a pickup truck. W2T Mobile, and go ahead, David.
Tom, are you still in here?
David, I'm still in here. I've just I'm just about to make a turn into my intermediate stop to get my stir-fried cat for dinner. And I'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks for picking me back up. WV6F.
Come back in when you get back. I guess my day's been pretty much uneventful. My daughter that lives down in Somerville, she went down to the Citadel Mall today to get her grandson, her son, some clothes, and this elderly lady fell down the escalator from the very top landing. And then the husband went down to help, and he fell down. And her hair was caught in the landing at the bottom, and the escalator was still running. And so my daughter's a nurse, and she went down there, and she asked her if she could help her. And she said, I'm a nurse. And she said, yes. And she had a broken shoulder, broken leg. Man, it was a mess. But I think God put my daughter right at the right place at the right time.
Mike, it's always nice to be there where you can be helpful when somebody needs it in a situation like that.
Let's see if we got it here. Yeah, that's always nice when you've got the capabilities to do that. And also, and sometimes I've had a couple of instances where I'm glad that somebody was in the right business, was handy when I needed them someplace one time. And so, anyway, I'm sitting here just kind of looking through the latest issue of QST to see what anybody's got in here. And there's an interesting article I want to go over here and read. This guy has a 2-kilowatt water-cooled dummy load. And I want to read about that and see what he's come up with on this thing and see what it has to do. And, it's interesting things and going all the things coming up. And Field Day 2021 is coming up, too, so in a couple of months. Let's see. Tom, are you back? Go ahead and pick it up.
HK, sorry, gentlemen. I'm coming up on my bad spot up here where I won't be able to transmit or receive you. So I'm going to say 7-3 for the evening. And KO4 AKX clear.
When are you getting your truck back?
Clue. The insurance company signed a new adjuster today that called me that had no idea what was going on.
You're loving that.
My blood pressure went up a few points there this morning.
That's the one thing I hate to deal with are insurance companies, especially car insurance. I mean, it drives me insane. And I think I told you this, the worst experience I ever had was a lady hit me, and we both had State Farm, and I had the awfulest time getting State Farm to pay. They just didn't want to pay. And I tell you, it was something else. But we finally got it straightened out. But, well, I hope you get that straightened out, because that directly affects your income and all that. So you need that truck back.
I'll say 7-3 here. I'm going to be in this dead spot for a little bit. KO4HKX, clear.
Been doing today, WU2T.
This is first 9, don't count.
You've been popping around one of those round balls, or you've been working on cabinetry again?
I'm through with cabinets. Oh, man, hands off, hats off to the guys that do that for a living. That's all I got to say about that. Man alive. But anyway, we saved a few bucks doing it ourselves. But it looks good. We put up a backsplash and new countertops. My wife painted the cabinets and They've got new doors, new drawers, the facing on the drawers. I installed all that. But anyway, that was my phone. What was I going to tell you? I forgot now. Well, I'm sitting in the garage, Rusty, so I guess I'm going to leave you with it. And be careful out there, and have a good evening. Always good to talk with you. And I'll stick around for your final KV4CPA.
Okay, well, I'm just sitting over here in the parking lot of the church. Choir rehearsal's not for another 30 minutes, so I've got plenty of time. And I may walk inside and see if I can take this cart wheel off so I can figure out what I need to fix it. Anyway, you behave yourself, stay out of trouble, and we'll talk to you later. WU2T listening.
Have a great one, David, 73. Hey, Rusty, WV6Z.
Tom, where are you living these days?
I live up on the other side of Marietta, almost to the big, beautiful city of Cleveland.
You want to live permanently, do you?
I'm getting in, sir, but I've got a bunch of intermodulation here on Main Street in Traveler's Rest for some reason, but it should pass in a few minutes. So if you're still around, I'll catch you in a couple. WV6N.
You're getting in just fine. Not a problem. I'm hearing you full quieting, so you're not getting any problem from you there. And I just said, I said, when are you ever going to be satisfied to stay in one place for longer? Because every time I run into you again, you've moved to somewhere else.
I bumped myself off a frequency somehow, and I don't know how I did that. But, what was I saying? I don't even remember what the heck I was saying. I told you I can't remember anything, man.
Not enough to worry about that yet. Well, now, what I said to you was I asked you when you were going to finally find some place to keep living so that every time I talk to you again, I find you living somewhere else from where you were the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, Roger, that. I moved up to the suburbs of Marietta, South Carolina, about 5 years ago. Yeah, it's been like right at five, maybe pushing 6 years ago this year. But yeah, I've got a marathon commute now because I go to the other side of Fountain Inn to work, which was the one thing that I didn't really want to do, but oh, what the heck.
It's that long since I think the last time you and I talked, so it has been a while and everything, so. Anyway, like I said, I'm sitting here in the car looking at the latest issue of QST, the May issue of QST, to see what's in here, see if there's anything in here that I can't do without, you know?
There that you and I both can't do without. I definitely copped your feels there, buddy. Yeah, there's a lot of really nice stuff out there. I was going to buy another 857D. I found out they don't make them anymore. That shows you how long I've been off the radio, but apparently the 991S is the rig to have nowadays if you want a small box of miracles that does everything, I guess, for the car anyway, or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm going to, hopefully this summer, I'm going to be able to have some money so I can get me a new vehicle, which is going to have more room in it, and I'm going to get a new radio and a new HF. This 2-meter I've got here is doing just fine. This 2-meter 440 does wonderful. Yaesu FT8800. And I've been running for several years, and it runs good. And I got an ICOM 7200 at home. And hopefully I'm going to be able to pick up an ICOM 7610 this summer. And then in that case, I'll put the 7200 in the car.
Well, I've got a, let's see, I've got a TS-520 at home. I've got a pair of TS-820Ss, one that comes with the outboard VFO, et cetera, et cetera. I tend to use the 570D a lot still, just because it's one of them ones that you just turn it on and start transmitting. You don't have to wait for any tubes to warm up. And then I picked up this thing, Rusty. It's a QYT, a KT8900R. It's actually a quad band rig, but in the US of A, it's a tri band rig. 2 meters, 220, and 440.
He used the 6 meter part of it that's in it for, because it's others. Yeah, I've heard of that one. I've not had one and not seen one, but I hear it's a fairly good radio and does the job that it's supposed to do. And that's what you want to do. Anyway. Oh, boy, there's a bunch of contests in May. And starting on the 1st of May and running right down to the 29th and 30th of May. If you want a contest, there's one just about every time you turn around. And sometimes I think there are too many contests, but that's just me getting to be old in this hobby and having to try to do nets on a weekend and fighting the contesters, and that doesn't work out. Anyway, well, I'm going to wander on inside the church and see if I can go take a look at what I was going to take a look at and before getting ready for choir rehearsal. So, Tom, good to talk to you, and we'll catch you another time. You take it easy, be careful out there on the road, and have a good one. Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73s.
Okay, Rusty. Hey, I appreciate the company on the way home. I really do. I'm less than 5 minutes from home now. Sort of passing through Marietta. But you take care and have a great one. And catch you again real soon, buddy. WU2TWE6Z73.